Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm so excited. I have Dr. Emily Indres with us, and she is from Quantum Wellness. And one, I just love her office name. So if you don't know, I'm a quantum girly. I love to talk about quantum leaps, which, by the way, Dr. Emily has had. So we will get into that. And I just love the person she is. I've loved getting to know her over the last 6 months or so. And so I really think that we are going to have a conversation that you're going to want to listen to because it's going to be a little different than normal. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Stephanie's beautiful people.
Tell the listeners, you're newer to entrepreneurship. So tell them what your journey has looked like the last year and a half or so.
Yeah, cool. So I was an associate fresh out of school. Like a lot of your guests in the past, they thought, we were always told, like, unless you open a practice, like, you're less than, right? But I honestly never wanted to have my own practice. I never thought that I could. I never thought that, like, it was in my book. But yeah, so I was an associate for 3 years and I grew so much. Like in the first 2 years was like exponential growth. And I'm so blessed to have that experience. And then in that third year, I just kind of like started realizing like I want different, you know, it just became unaligned from who I am and what I want out of my life. And so I was like, okay, I think it's time to move on. I had just in that year went through a divorce of 10 years, met now who I think is like my level upper, you know, my next person. And she just has seen me truly who I am. And so I met her within 6 months. We sold both of our houses, bought a camper, you know, completely remodeled it. And now we live in it on my parents' property and I opened a practice. So we were like weekend warrioring DIY projects last year in the summer. And during the week we were building a practice. So it's been a whirlwind this last year. And I am so thankful for everything that's gotten me to where I am today.
I love that. I feel like there's always so many beautiful things that come and happen after a big life event, potentially like a divorce or having a child or just something that kind of shakes your whole being. I always find that there's so many beautiful blessings that are on the other side of that. And so let's talk about, well, we were just talking before we were recording. And so I'm actually going to go a little bit different direction. So you were in Nashville. What happened to you in Nashville?
I mean, to be honest, like Tony Jefferson and Taylor Welch and then you and the team, they just kind of like, they messed with me, you know, a little bit in all the best ways. You know, they really pushed me to dive deeper into who I am truly. Somebody who I've been hiding for a long time with my practice members, with my, even my family, you know, and I, backstory, like I'm a middle child. I'm 13 months younger than my older sister. So I like always like, I don't feel the competition, but I always thought that I had to stand out in order to be somebody for my family. So I am very different than my other, I have two sisters, so I'm very different than them. I actually fell in love with a woman and that is not something I ever thought like, would be my story, right? Not ever something that I thought my parents, my family would accept, but it is what it is. And my family hands down, like have totally accepted me. Now fast forward to this weekend in Nashville and everybody's just really calling you out to be who you truly are and step up because I think it was Taylor that said, if you're not being who you truly are, then you're like shutting down your light and not showing your gift. And that's so selfish. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Like I am being selfish for the people that are trying to find me. So that happened and I'm still rocked. I'm still processing. I'm still reading through my notes every day, you know. Thank you so much to the TWP for that event. It was awesome.
Yes, yes. And that's what I love that I think is different in our community. And I saw somebody do a post this morning in Circle that was like, for the first time in a long time, I sat and thought about like, why am I acting the way I am? Why am I doing the things I am? And that's just a different form of self-development that most people will never do. To like truly go deeply within and look at the parts of you that maybe you don't like, to look at the parts of you that you love, but you're still hiding from the world because you're scared to show up fully as you are. Like, that's the stuff that creates a quantum leap. That's the stuff that facilitates you creating your dream life and actually being in alignment with who you are and what you want to build. And that's how like business gets to be fun. You know, that's 100%. How you attract all these amazing team and amazing patients and amazing clients to you is when you are fully in alignment with who you are and you stop kind of living this lie. And I know for a lot of people that weekend, a lot of that was just brought to the surface of like, wow, there's so many parts of me that I'm hiding that I didn't realize I was hiding. And I'm excited for them to start to shine, you know? And then you were sharing too, that like we went through $1 million movement and you were having all this clarity. You're like, hey, now I know what I want to share. And then you literally lost your voice.
I literally lost my voice. And I think that was like I was sharing with you. I think that's God saying like, hey, pump the brakes. Maybe you're coming at this and maybe you're trying to jump out of the box or out of, you want to say out of the closet, whatever, more like for the wrong reasons, right? Like to show something. And that's not the case. Like truly why, you know, I need to be fully authentic. That's who I am because I love my person, right? And I want that to be very prevalent and obvious. But the thing is, I don't want people to judge me, who I truly am, what gifts I have to offer, without first meeting me. And mm-hmm. that choked me up so much because then their children, right? I'm a pediatric chiropractor. So then their children are not having access to good quality care because they're putting a blocker on who I am. And that makes me so extremely sad.
Yeah. And I think though, too, this is like a beautiful growth moment to where it's like, that's one story. Yes. Another story is people are going to be inspired by you owning your authenticity and owning the season of life you're in and the things that you're going through and this self-discovery journey that you're on and being like, wow, I can tell she's really passionate about what she does. And that's like something every time we've had a conversation, I'm like, I can tell you're so passionate about what you do that I think people are going to be drawn to that side, and the other is just semantics, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that, of course, when we are deciding to step into this next version of ourselves, we're deciding to call in the next level of abundance and our next identity and all of that beautiful stuff, that fear obviously creeps up. And the things that we think are going to happen can keep us right where we are. And I'm just excited for you to share even more of who you are and what you're doing and that sort of thing, because I think people are really going to love it. I want to chat a little bit about your business, because when I speak from stage or you hear me on the podcast and I say I have a unicorn client that has a good membership model, Emily is who I'm talking about, and I still will die on this hill that I'm not going to let most of you do it, because it only works in a certain practice, a certain volume. And you've even found, because you've had such insane quick growth, that you've even found you've started to brush up against some capacities, but now we're optimizing for those. So just share a little bit kind of about your practice model and some of the growth that you've had over the last year.
Yeah, to be honest, I moved to a town that I'm not familiar with. I mean, it's close to my hometown, but brand new. And I actually wanted to be in a different town the opposite way, but God just kept pushing me here. And the people from my lease, from my building, just kind of showed up into my lap and everything was super easy. So I was like, okay, all right, let's go. This is where we're supposed to be. So we opened up and literally had people on the books before we even opened, which is awesome. And then honestly, within 6 months, I was like, okay, let's figure out how to make this a little bit more efficient. Dr. Leilani, one of your amazing people, a good friend of mine, she actually introduced me to TWP. And then in December, we had a seminar that we went to together, and she was looking over my stuff and she was like, girl, because I mean, as you said, like membership typically is a higher volume, right? And so you're a workhorse, right? And we were talking in and whatnot. She was like, I think you need stuff in your life. And I was like, I think I need stuff in my life. So she introduced me. But yeah, the practice model, it's a membership style. So I'm very much in charge of care plans still, but I lead business with my heart. You know, I don't love leading from my pocketbook. Obviously it's still a business in the end. So we still have to do the things, but I have unlimited membership. So they are coming in, my kiddos, my parent, or my pregnant mamas, getting adjusted as much as they really should, right? Insurance isn't going to allow that typically. That's how I run my practice, and people are eating it up and they are truly being seen. And that's something that with the major medical people around us, like they aren't getting it from that side, right? So to be able to offer that is just truly a blessing. And the people, like I said, are just are coming from all the woodworks.
Yeah. And I think there's something to be said. And again, I'm not the coach that's going to tell you how to practice or like what to do. And so that's why when you were like, well, I have a membership model, I'm like, okay, let's dive into the numbers and see. As long as you're profitable, as long as you have space, as long as you can hire a team, as long as all these things are happening, like, I don't care how you charge and what you charge, you know? Right. And so that was cool to get a peek under the hood and see how it's worked. Cause I've seen a lot of models where it hasn't worked. And you, I was just reading one of your testimonials because we're using it in our ads, and like the amount of growth that you had in quarter one of this year alone, I think so many parts of that need to be mentioned. Like one, you have a business model that really excites you, and that's really important. That is going to attract way more abundance to you when you're excited about the business, the model that you have, you're confident when you're heading in and presenting care plans and things like that to people. That's naturally going to breed more abundance. And two, you also had room for growth and room to even like raise some of your prices or restructure them, have them work for you, but also build in more margin so that you can hire an associate and that sort of thing. So can you talk about some of the growth and like, what do you think aided in that huge jump, because you were just still in your first year of business?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like I was starting out, I didn't have a lot of overhead. So that was number one, working in my favor. And my landlords were awesome that they let me build out my own lease. So I kind of backloaded, I took a 2-year lease, but I backloaded a lot of my rent because I didn't know what the first year was going to look like. That helped too. But besides that, like, yes, I did start out very inexpensive because I just was trying to get the word out.
This is the smart way to do it.
Yeah, 100%. Because like you said, you can go up, but you can't really go back down, you know? And right. So then beginning of January, I was like, okay, yes, I'm hitting, you know, that higher ceiling, that upper limit. And I don't have a ton of capacity in there. So let's raise them a little bit. Let's truly find our people that want to be here, that are willing to pay the prices that I'm suggesting need to be, you know, for their care. So once we raised prices, that played a huge role into it, but also kind of restructuring and getting a front desk so I can just get out of the tasks that I am not in my genius zone. So mm-hmm. I was able to just stay in doctor clinician role, and then everything else could be handled on the back end. And I wasn't like running around like a chicken with my head cut off. You know, so that was huge. And then just implementing and being around a lot of your people, you know, whether that's your coaches, whether it's the people on the call, every single call I came off of, it was like fire. You know, everybody just lit up, and I would have these conversations with my front desk to get her on all fired up too. And so all of that combined, a lot of it was just mindset, but the other half of it was all the systems that came from Dr. Nikki, Dr. Gabrielle, for sure.
What do you think was the biggest shift in your mindset? And I know before we started recording too, you were like, I haven't even implemented everything that I need to, because it is a little bit like drinking from a fire hose.
It sure is.
A 3-day sprint. But what do you think the shift in your mindset that created the biggest quantum leap for you? Was it the fact that you were just being shown that more is possible? Was it the fact of like, hey, there's no cap to your potential? What do you think it was?
I think all of that, for sure. Over the course of the last, I would say probably 3 years, I've been on a journey of like self-worth, right? That's one of the biggest self-limiting beliefs, is like, I'm not worthy of having this, that, or the other. But in that, like once stepping into your circle, my self-worth, I was coming up, and then I just being around you guys, you were like, no, you are worthy of this. And I think once that flipped, then I was like, okay, now it's go time, because like what I have to offer, people do want, right? So mm-hmm. I think that was honestly the biggest thing. And of course, money. Like, I come from a very small town, love my parents, we grew up great, but it was very much like clock in, clock out. And I said, I don't actually want that anymore. So just something different there.
And that's been a big conversation since Nashville with a lot of my clients too, is in me having to share that I went through this too. Like, okay, I came from a small town in the Midwest, definitely had big goals, dreams, aspirations, didn't really want to play by the rule book, was shown that there was a different way. Because again, it's so important. Like sometimes I even get a little nervous with sharing things online, but I'm like, I'm out here to inspire somebody. Somebody needs this message to go after more. And if I can inspire one person, like I'm happy to do it. But I think for the longest time, it was like, what are my friends going to think? What are my family going to think? What if they actually knew how much money I was making? What if... people that are paying me knew how much I was making, you know? And I really feel like most practitioners go through that phase. If they didn't come for money, if they came for money, it's a different story. But if they didn't come from a ton of money, they go through this phase where they're like, oh, this is uncomfortable. I'm doing things different than what I've been shown. And I like it and it's exciting. But also the comfort zone inside of me wants me to stay exactly where I'm at because that's what's likable. That's what's familiar is everything that I've already been exposed to.
For sure. Yeah. And I see that, like you said, within your own family. And that's probably one of the hardest things because I love my family so much, right? And I hold them on such a high pedestal. And then I am like the black sheep. So at family outings, or it's been this way, I think my whole life, like people don't really ask me questions because either they're scared to offend, right? Or they just don't understand. Mm-hmm. And that's okay too. But like, and now I'm seeing this shift in my family of saying like, it's not ego. Like, ego aside, it's not that. It's just like, it is just different, right? And you're traveling a different path and the unknown is there. And I think probably they're a little worried for you, right? Their fear comes in, but yes. I'm happy that they're not pushing that on me. But it's just totally. The black sheep is a weird place to be.
Yeah, I've been that my whole life. I've been the black sheep and that's probably why I attract other black sheep because I'm like, hey, the black sheep are actually cool. If you feel like a black sheep, come over here. There's a whole group. Right. I love that so much. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing your story and your journey. And I know a lot of people, because the reason I wanted to bring you on the podcast, honestly, is because you've had such quick growth because of what you're willing to do. And that's willing to go inside of yourself. It's willing to face the stuff that might be holding you back, whatever limiting beliefs you have. And we're just fed this lie that success has to take time. So I'm really committed to putting people on my platform that success isn't taking time. It's not have to take grind for 10 years before you can make a multi-six-figure income. Like, no, that's bullshit. Like, I want to show a different way. Like, when you're in alignment, when you're building a business you're passionate about, I don't care what industry you're in, you can facilitate insane growth by having the right mentorship, being around the right people, analyzing what's actually going on in your head, dissecting those stories for what's true and what's just trying to keep you safe, and then actually implementing. And you are a prime example of that. So I am so excited for people to know that.
Well, I think too, like you just nailed it on the head. Like timelines are just an illusion and bullshit because I was thinking about that. I honestly haven't taken time to reflect on my journey. And so driving up to the office today, I was like, I could say this and this, but like I've done some really cool shit, right? In a short amount of time. And like, I keep saying I want to build a full wellness center with a birthing wing, with a gym wing, and have all the things in it. But I keep saying 5 to 7 years out, 5 to 7 years. But like, who's to say that could come sooner, right? With the right people, the right mentorship. Like, that's just an illusion. So I don't know. I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do it.
Oh, I can't wait. All right. If you're an associate listening to this and you want to work for a badass, Emily is hiring in Michigan. So I'll drop her Instagram in the show notes so that you can connect with her as well. She's amazing. And I know she would have a lot of golden nuggets to share with you, newer docs too. So thank you.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Hey there. Do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.